Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, hey, I had a dream of being a king floating. I woke up in need of a sling with wings broken. I'm trying to break this thing open and move with a keen motion. Like a submarine through a blue-green ocean. My devotion to keep coasting got me quoting things potent as the beam that these fiends smoking. And the door might shut and never spring open. So if your life's rough, you better bring lotion. The game will harm you brutally. I charm you musically so beautifully. They pharmaceutically approve of me. And I wrote the eulogy for jewelry. Cause people dying in these mines so we can shine ain't cool to me. Targets of the lust. I wonder why they even writing articles on us if we just particles of dust. Deceived by the lies of the evil. And I would rather die with the eagle than fly with the seagulls.
Yeah, for real.
I just wanna touch the sky. I heard that's where you are, so that's where I wanna be, yeah. I just wanna touch the sky, yo. I heard that's where you are, so that's where I wanna be.
And I was lied to as a youth. I learned it's the truth that defines fools. We all die here, some time rules. My crown jewels is the wisdom I receive from the text. Proverbs is God's word for the people elect to have their eyes open. The bride's approaching with a white dress. Pure hearted, a church that fights flesh to receive the full benefits of Christ's death. You must surrender and submit like yes. 39 stripes as they rip thy flesh. You weapon the midnight, I give my best. Then you give thy breath to forgive my debts. These hit by crests wanna switch right left. They worship in the nation in the face of a man. I'm worshiping the maker, he created the land. It's all his, Yeshua is the drawbridge. We are raw twigs, yet connected to the vine. We can all live.
I just wanna touch the sky. I heard that's where you are, so that's where I wanna be, yeah. I just wanna touch the sky, yo.
Yeah,
I heard that's where you are,
for real.
So that's where I wanna be.
I started in John and then I dabbled in Hebrew. Words so deep you need a paddle to read through. Getting sharp as the cap of a steeple. Seeing it's a very thin line between cattle and people. This is art, so I'm grabbing the easel. I wanna see the Lord just as bad as Ezekiel. Real talk, ill thoughts, but I still walk toward the sparkle in your eye. Though it's hard for me to fly like a steel hawk. My mind's still stained by the game, homie. Slain cronies are to blame while I remain lonely. I dip winking in the hip linking. I lost most my sick thinking when I quit drinking, for real. Yeah, I'm trying to flee from under hell. If Christ came now, could I be among the 12? I get involved before I see my brother fell. I did it all, and I never want to see another cell. I wanna.
I just wanna touch the sky. I heard that's where you are, so that's where I wanna be. Touch the sky, yo. I heard that's where you are, so that's where I wanna be, yeah. I just wanna touch the sky.
I
heard that's where you are, so that's where I wanna be, yeah. I just wanna touch the sky, yo. I heard that's where you are, so that's where I wanna be,
yeah.
Yup. I'm screaming out, hurry Lord, hurry Lord. What was once beautiful was pure ugly, Lord. You know, I'm saying before I'm buried, Lord. I'm hoping for your perfect will to be open and real. Trying to stay broken and provoked to show up in the field. Centerville, Centerville. I feel right at home, was in the hospital with a kid that was almost killed for buying chrome. Wrestle with the Bible, can I leave that light alone? Blessing in survival, lose the life you trying to own. In reference to my Bible, I know that he real. I'm responsible for mama, let's not act like he don't steal. Kill and destroy men, women, girls, and boys. Dream of the day that I can watch them be deployed. God's promise, something we cannot avoid. Sayonara to the armor of the occult. And farewell to our unrighteous revolt. A step further than King's dream and Mel King's dream. The Trinity, the universal supreme team. I know I'm fa- Yeah. I'm screaming out, hurry Lord, hurry Lord. What was once beautiful was pure ugly, Lord. You know, I'm saying before I'm buried, Lord. I'm hoping for your perfect will to be open and real. Trying to stay broken and provoked to show up in the field. Centerville, Centerville. I feel right at home, was in the hospital with a kid that was almost killed for buying chrome. Wrestle with the Bible, can I leave that light alone? Blessing in survival, lose the life you trying to own. In reference to my Bible, I know that he real. I'm responsible for mama, let's not act like he don't steal. Kill and destroy men, women, girls, and boys. Dream of the day that I can watch them be deployed. God's promise, something we cannot avoid. Sayonara to the armor of the occult. And farewell to our unrighteous revolt. A step further than King's dream and Mel King's dream. The Trinity, the universal supreme team. I know I'm foul, but I hunger for the thunder. The cracking of the sky before the chariot arrives. There is forgiveness for us Iscariots. His best is blood dipped, his tongue sharp as an arrow tip. Now these J's I got on sicker than asthma. But please, they could've kept these and brought me back to master.
King of heaven, king of glory, bring them back. Calm the sea and walk the water, bring them back. The definition of true love, bring them back. He died in cold blood, bring them back. Retro. Retro, 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 retro.
I'm screaming out, hurry Lord, Maranatha. We out here in the final days, the last chapter. How long will it last? I can't give an answer. But I was sent from the dispatcher to preach to the broken and fractured, scattering seed. The God who made us is holy and we are guilty before him because of our wicked deeds. They say, I don't need your religion or pleading petitions to receive a bleeding savior to save me from my condition. But when Jesus returns, it'll be a traumatic scene. That's why I play the sermon clip and unload the magazine. Glory to the King, there is mercy for sinners. The gates of heaven are open, there's only one way to enter. It might sound dogmatic, but if your faith is static when you stand before God, then it's more than problematic. That's why I'm so emphatic, no matter the demographic. Without Christ, life will end tragic. Yo, I used to be a dead man, walking in the darkness, spiritual carcass. Now I'm alive because my God lives. I preach the same gospel that the gospel of John gives. The same gospel that Jay given, the same gospel that John gives. Timeless vintage, the message doesn't change. But on that day when he arrives, that's when everything changes. New heaven and earth, sin and suffering is over. And the glory of the King will be seen, full exposure.
King of heaven, king of glory, bring them back. Calm the sea and walk the water, bring them back. The definition of true love, bring them back. He died in cold blood, bring them back. Retro, 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 retro.
Tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ.
Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Can I get that in the background? I like that so much. You know what I'm talking about? Y'all got that? All right. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Again, shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. However you're tuned in. We up in here. All right. And we on that hip hop and Jesus. What you know about it? You gonna learn today. But yeah, hip hop and Jesus. It's still Bible study. You know what I'm talking about? So yeah, this episode we are still following Jesus. Is that right? God put you here. God made you. God put you here. Mm-hmm. And he put you here for him. So we're going to follow Jesus all the way to heaven through life. This episode, we are still following Jesus. We don't follow the crowd. We don't follow the world, but we follow Jesus. We are peculiar people because it ain't too many people that follow Jesus. There's a lot of folk that name Jesus. Oh, man. It's teaching or it's preaching. But, yeah, there's a lot of people that name Jesus. But there ain't a lot of people that follow Jesus. Mm-mm. Mm-mm. But we, us over here, we are still following Jesus and loving the Almighty. Okay, yeah, man, scratch the record. Hold on. We don't even need it. Thank you. We don't even need it. But, yeah, back over here. Yeah, God don't need it. He don't need it. He gone out by himself. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, we are still following Jesus and loving the Almighty God, the Almighty God. Not only is he Almighty, the Almighty God, the one and only, the beginning and the end, but because we received Jesus, now we get to know God as Abba Father. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Abba Father. Ask anybody else caught up in any other religion. I'm talking about going hard for the religion. Ask them if they know God as Father. And I guarantee you, they'll say no. They only know God as God. They don't know God as God and Father. The only way you get to know God as God and the Father, no, you got to go through Jesus the Christ. Well, this ain't no religion. I don't care what you think. I don't care what you say. You know what I'm talking about? This the Almighty God and the Lord Jesus Christ. You know, our God is the God. Ain't nothing, nobody stronger than him or no more than him. Some of y'all go to Google too much. You go to Google before you go to God. Uh-huh. You be going to Google before you go to Jesus, don't you? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. God sees everything. You know what I'm talking about? So we get to know, we are still over here loving the Almighty God, Abba Father, with all of our hearts, with all of our souls, with all of our minds, and with all of our strength. Yeah. And we are still in the process of learning how to love our neighbors as ourselves. That right. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. Yes, sir. I like that. Yes, sir. I like that. Wow. You ain't never heard that scripture like that, ain't it? Every time you read that scripture from now on, you're going to read it just like this. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you, Father, for bringing us throughout the day. Thank you for bringing us throughout our lives to this point where we are right now with you. Thank you for giving us the mind to even tune in to hear from you and on this Bible study, Father. You see everyone who is listening. So thank you, Father, for giving us the mind to come and to obey you, Father. Thank you. As we obey, Father, you speak to us. Let us hear what you are saying and let us do. Let us become doers of what you are saying. Father, let us put our faith in you and let us work our faith in you. Yeah, you say show. We can show our faith by our works, but you can't show faith without works. So show, let us work our faith in you, Father. Continue to have your way, Father, on this earth and as it is in heaven. Continue to have your way in our lives, Father, as well. Get all of the glory. Thank you for this Bible study. Thank you for your scriptures. Thank you for your Holy Spirit that teaches us and leads us and guides us into all of the truth. Jesus, you are the truth. Father, I ask all this and I pray all these things in Jesus' name. Amen. Yes, sir. I said Jesus' name like I'm with the Harvard. I told you it be telling on me sometimes. I'm trying not to, brag too much on my Harvard. I just say Jesus' name. Yes, sir. That's that Harvard, Princeton, and Yale. I'm telling you. Let me go on because y'all be hating when I be telling y'all with my credentials and stuff. Harvard, Princeton, and Yale at the same time. Yes, sir. I graduated from at the same time. You know how? Because I got that Bible, man. Got the Word of God, bro. It's the all-knowing, bro. That puts you past everything, see? Uh-huh. Somebody said, yeah, I did that too, did I? I graduated from Harvard, Princeton, and Yale at the same time, too. I was wondering why he always say that, man. You know, look, check it out, man. Scriptures, part one, 1 Samuel chapter 30. And you can go ahead and go there right now. 1 Samuel chapter number 30. That's part one. Part two will be Isaiah 58. All right, James chapter 3 will be part three. James chapter 3. So 1 Samuel chapter number 30. I hope you already are going there or, en route to it. Some may have it already. 1 Samuel chapter number 30. We start at verse 1. But before we do that, y'all know I got this inspirational card. I got about five of them, I think. But anyway, they be on point every time because we ain't heard this one in a minute. So I'm going to read this one. Yeah. Mm-hmm. This is what you tune in for to get that good news in. Get that good word. Yeah, I want the good news. Don't give me the bad news. You know what I'm saying? Give me the good news, bro. I'm talking about bad news coming through the radio, bad news coming through the TV, bad news coming through people. Man, give me the good news. Turn the bad news off and let's get this good news. So here's the inspirational card, the inspirational scripture, the spiritual vitamin before we get into this is the appetizer before we get into the meal right here. You know what I'm talking about? Daily dwell on God's promises to you. Daily, every day. Do not forget God's promises to you. Now, every day. If you cannot daily dwell on God's promises to you, something is wrong in your life. Daily, because, God, okay, do what God say. Daily dwell on God's promises to you. Hide them in your heart and always remember. Mm-hmm. Always remember. You got to do this on purpose. You got to focus. Daily dwell on God's promises to you. Hide them in your heart. Always remember. Not one word has failed of all his good promises. Not one thing that God told you that was going to happen, right? That didn't happen. Not one word has failed of all his good promise. And here you go. Remember, say this. You probably forgot, but you go reminder. Say this. That's what the Holy Spirit does. Reminds us, God loves me. Mm-hmm. Say it. God loves me. Realize what you're saying. Say it one more time and see what you are saying. And this is the truth. God loves me. Right? I hope you said it. I'm saying it. All right, there's God loves me. Here goes some more. Here goes three more words. I am his. Okay, say it. Say God loves me. I am his. And say this too. He is well pleased with me. Yes, sir. He is well pleased with me. Mm-hmm. God loves me. I am his. I belong to him. He is well pleased with me. When you read this Bible, it says God was not ashamed to be called their God in Hebrews 11. Why? Because they had their faith in God.
They didn't doubt God. They did what he said. He promised them something. They believed they had it, even though they didn't see it. You know what I'm talking about? They seen it afar off. They didn't see it before. It didn't manifest before they left. But they saw it afar off, and they knew he could do it. They didn't doubt God. Stop doubting God. Then God won't be ashamed to be called your God. You think God, I mean, look at the churches. Now, I'd be ashamed too, Father. Look at the churches, man. I'd be ashamed to be called their God too. Like, how in the world he must have got the truth and acting like this? How they? I feel you, Father. Hallelujah. I'm going to give you glory, though. Thank you, Jesus. 1 Samuel, chapter number 30. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We on this Hip Hop and Jesus Bible study, Teaching Tuesdays, Hip Hop Bible study, little buddy. Yeah, Hip Hop and Jesus. Mm-hmm. 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 1 says, Now it happened when David and his men came to Ziklag. It happened when David and his men came to Ziklag on the third day that the Amalek, that's who that is, Amalekites, right? That's the giants, right? That the Amalekites had invaded the south and Ziklag, attacked Ziklag and burned it with fire. Wow. And had taken captive the women and those who were there from small to great. They done came in, they attacked, they burned it with fire. They took the women and those who were there from small to great. They did not kill anyone, but carried them away and went their way. So they took the women and they took the children and whoever else was left over there. All right. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 3 says, So David and his men came to the city. And there it was, burned with fire. Their wives, their sons, and their daughters had been taken captive. Wow. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 4 says, Then David and the people who were with him lifted up their voices and wept until they had no more power to weep. Because they've been going on assignment or what have you. I'm quite sure they wasn't lollygagging, but then these folk came and took over their little territory, right? And took their wives, took their children, you know, the daughters, the sons. Wow. Verse number 5. Because they crying, right? Verse number 5. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 5 says, And David's two wives, Ahinoam, the Jezreelitess, and Abigail, the widow of Nabal, the Carmelite, had been taken captive. Verse 6 says, Now David was greatly distressed. David was greatly distressed. Sometimes it gets hard. You see what I'm saying? Sometimes we could be under the pressure. But watch this. He didn't stay there. Watch this. Now, David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him. The people stoned him like he don't know what he's doing. They trusted him. But now that their stuff is gone, I'm including the people. Their stuff is gone. Yeah, their stuff got burnt, and the people, their wives, their sons, their daughters, got taken away captive, prisoners, right? So, now, he's greatly distressed in verse 6, 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 6. Now, David was greatly distressed, for the people spoke of stoning him, because the soul of all the people was grieved, every man for his sons and his daughters. You understand that? David lost his wives too. But hold on. But it says, But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. Bam. He encouraged. That's where they get it from. He encouraged himself in the Lord. Here's the scripture. He encouraged himself and the Lord, everybody against him. Every man want to kill him. They were just at war or what have you. You know what I'm saying? In the wilderness or what have you. But David strengthened himself in the Lord, his God. Yeah, you see that? Not only is he the Lord, he's David's God. Not only is he the Lord, he is your God. Oh, my goodness. Yes, sir. Jesus is the Lord your God. God with us. Jesus is God with us. Jesus is Emmanuel. Emmanuel means God with us. 1 Samuel chapter 30. I like that last part, that last sentence in verse 6. But David strengthened himself in the Lord his God. If he is the Lord your God, he is more than enough. If you got him on your side, he is more than enough. And he ain't going to leave you, you know, lonely out here either. He'll have a few folks with you. You know what I'm talking about? But him by himself with you, more than enough. You're never alone when you're with the Lord. Verse 7, 1 Samuel chapter 30. Then David said to Abiathar, the priest, Amalek's son, please bring the ephod here to me. And Abiathar brought the ephod to David. Verse 8 says, so David inquired of the Lord. You can always talk to God. You can always hear from God. You can always listen to God. If you can't hear him right then, you know what I'm talking about? You already know what to do. He already told you. All right, so let it kick in. The Holy Spirit with you, he's going to remind you. You're never alone. Don't forget it. And don't forget Jesus at the house. Oh, my goodness. Don't forget Jesus at the house. Keep him private when you go public. Mm-mm, don't do that. Acknowledge him in all of your ways. So back over here, 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 8 says, so David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? He, I'm talking about he encouraged. He ain't distressed no more. He back in warrior mode, because that's what David do. He fights and overcomes the enemies of the Lord. So David inquired of the Lord, saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? Answered him, meaning God answered him, pursue. What you been asking God about? Shall I do this or should I do that? He answering you right now. Go ahead and do it. Pursue. Pursue it, for you shall overtake them and without fail recover all. You ain't going to lose nothing when you listening to God. It's when you're not listening to God when the trouble happens. Oh, you ain't gonna be missing nothing when you, yeah, pursue, for you shall overtake them and without fail recover all. Even if you lose it, you're going to recover all and some. He said, ain't nobody that loses houses, lands, brothers, sisters, mothers, fathers, children, did I name it? You name it. In this life, for his sake, they won't get it back 100-fold. In this life, won't get it back 100-fold in this life. With persecutions, and in the life to come, you get eternal life. Mm-hmm. God said, pursue. I'm going to read verse 8 again. Don't worry. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 8 says, so David inquired of the Lord. He didn't call no psychic hotline. He didn't call his best friend. He didn't call his brother, sister, nobody. He inquired of the Lord. Mm-hmm. Saying, shall I pursue this troop? Shall I overtake them? Make sure you're getting your orders from God. And make sure you're doing what God says. And he answered him, pursue. God so told him to do something. Pursue, for you shall surely overtake them. And without fail, recover all. Even if you lost it, you're going to recover all of it. God didn't allow them to kill any of the children or the wives or the, you know, the sons or daughters or the wives. Right? He just took them, right? And God said, you're going to recover all, right? Because God knows. You got to know that. Walk by faith. Not by sight. It's a battle, but choose to walk by faith and not by sight. That's pleasing to God. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 9 says, so David went, he and the 600 men who were with him, and came to the brook Besor, where those stayed who were left behind. But David pursued, he and 400 men, for 200 stayed behind, who were so weary, they so tired, that they could not cross the brook Besor. Now David about to go handle some business, and there's 400 riding with him. Now I'm talking about verse 11 says, and not only that, God leading him too. Verse 11 says, then they found an Egyptian in the field and brought him to David, and they gave him bread, and he ate, and they let him drink water. And they gave him a piece of a cake of figs and two clusters of raisins. So when he had eaten, his strength came back to him, for he had eaten no bread, no drink, no drunk water for 3 days and three nights. Wow. 3 days and three nights. He about to fall out, cuz. You know what I'm talking about? All right, so we're in 1 Samuel chapter 30. And David took care of the man and everything. Look at that. All right, verse 13. Yeah, love your neighbor as yourself, man. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 13 says, then David said to him, to whom do you belong and where are you from? And he said, I am a young man from Egypt, servant of an Amalekite. And my master left me behind because 3 days ago I fell sick. I got sick 3 days ago, and the army that I'm in, they left me behind, cuz. Don't. God, what you do that for? Look at God, got a ram in the bush. Yeah, that somebody said that sound. That this seems like a setup, but let's keep reading. Seems like a good setup from God, because that dude looks like he about to tell them, you know what I'm saying, what's going on with the Amalekites. All right, so verse 14. Y'all ready? 1 Samuel chapter 30. Verse 14 says, we made an invasion. Told you. He telling. We made an invasion of the southern area of the Cherethites in the territory which belongs to Judah. Judah, that's God, people. That's praise. But they belong to Judah, and that's where they made invasion at, and to the southern area of Caleb and Joshua. All right, so that's God stuff. And we burned Ziklag with fire. Verse 15 says, and David said to him, can you take me down to this troop? So he said, swear to me by God that you will neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and I will take you down to this troop. So if you're not going to kill me, yeah, I'll take you down there. Swear to me now. Swear to me. And then he said, swear to me by God, too. See how these folks, these warriors out here for real, man. It wasn't no modern day or nothing. Ain't nothing new under the sun. They still, David is a man after God's own heart, and then this dude right here got left behind, and he talking about God, too, though. Swear to me by God that you will neither kill me nor deliver me into the hands of my master, and take you down to this troop. So, verse 16, 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 16, appreciate you tuning in. This is when hip-hop meets the Christ. Let's get it. And when he had brought him down, there they were, spread out all over the land, eating and drinking and dancing, eating, drinking, dancing, because of all the great spoil which they had taken from the land of the Philistines and from the land of Judah. They trying to get right now back to eating, drinking, and dancing like they used to do in 2019 before 2020 hit with the corona. And then 2021 hit with the vaccine. And the corona still out here, too. They trying to eat, drink, and dance. And then the government, yes, sir, giving them some stimuli. Uh-oh. Stimulating you. Stimulate your mind, huh? Mm-hmm. Getting you ready to stay on earth, huh? Everybody want to go to heaven. No, ain't nobody ready to die, huh? Yeah, Father, I'm ready when you ready. Yes, sir. Yeah, that's how I am with it. Yeah, I'm ready when you ready. Your attitude got to be just like this. You know what I'm saying? I don't care if I'm the only one on the earth still praising and serving God. I'm going to praise and serve God. Yeah, you ain't going to be the only one, but I'm saying that needs to be your attitude. Even if I am the only one, I'm going to do it because you ain't the only one. I'm doing it too. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. And then there's more. 1 Samuel, chapter 30. They eating and drinking, boy. They dancing and party. They don't even know what's about to happen. Verse 17 says, then David attacked them, see? While they up there dancing, while they up there drinking, while they up there partying, while they got their guards down, while they trusting the government, bam, Jesus coming. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. What about that part? Don't mess around and miss Jesus. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Verse 17 says, then David attacked them from twilight. So what twilight? Nighttime? Twilight until the evening. No, that's morning. Like 6 a.m., right? Before the sun. Then David attacked them from twilight until the evening. Good grief. Boy, that's a lot of butt kicking. Yes, sir. That's a lot, bro. I'm talking about. Yes, sir. That's what I'm talking about. Then David attacked them from twilight until the evening of the next day. Ooh, wait, that's a whole lot of butt kicking. It ain't just no butt kicking. That's some killing and some slaughtering going on. Because what did it say? Not a man of them escaped except 400 young men who rode on camels and fled. Then David attacked them from twilight until the evening of the next day. Dang. Not a man of them escaped except 400 young men who rode on camels and fled. I told you, David, he wasn't no punk, cuz. Yeah, God's people, we're not punks. Leave that. Satan, his people, y'all a bunch of cowards and punks. Okay. Verse 18 says, so David recovered all, just like God told him. If God told you something, be crazy enough to believe it, all right? Shoot, man, we believe so much other stuff because we can see and it's tangible, but that ain't faith. Where you going to believe that and you can see it? Oh, here we go. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 18. So David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives. Mm-hmm. David rescued his two wives. And nothing of theirs was lacking, either small or great, sons or daughters, spoil or anything which they had taken from them. David recovered all. God letting you know it don't matter what you give up for him, he going to bless you back with that and more. See, you don't even know what's in store for you. Because you only trust God to a certain extent. It's time to go past that certain extent where you say, okay, God, I trust you this much. Now you got to go past that and really trust him and go past that and start living by faith. You got to go past. Yeah, a lot of us, we jump out the fire when it get too hot. But right now, you know good and well when it get too hot, that's when it's about ready. When it get too hot, it's about to come out. But you jump out before it gets coming in too hot. But God, the one got you in the fire, purifying your faith. Obey him. Who I'm talking to. You hear it. You hear it. You hear what the Spirit saying to you. 1 Samuel chapter 30. You better remember verse 18 and 19 again. I'm going to read verse 18 and 19 again. You better highlight this or something. 1 Samuel chapter 30 verse 18 says, so David recovered all. When you obey God, it's going to happen just like God said. So David recovered all that the Amalekites had carried away, and David rescued his two wives, and nothing of theirs was lacking, either small or great, sons or daughters, spoil or anything which they had taken from them. David recovered all. That go for everything, your money included. Yep, everything. Your health included. Yeah. Yeah. I heard this preacher say, man, he said, I thank God for health. He said, what? Why not? And if you think about it, he had a good point, too. He's telling the truth. He was like, man, he said, because your medical bill be your most, he said, being sick is expensive. That's what he said. Being sick is expensive, cuz. So I thank God for health. So you who's listening, you better do whatever you got to do. Invest in your health. I ain't talking about no medication. We all got this thing that we can do called exercise. Scratch the record. We got this thing that we can do called exercise. Uh-huh. Stop being lazy. God ain't got no lazy folks. Exercise. Do something. Walk, run, jog, jumping jacks, sit up, something. You can do something. And you can also do this. Eat the right thing. Stop eating all that junk food, cuz. Stop feeding your mind all that junk food to all that junk food on Facebook. Uh-oh, Lord. Get them, Jesus. All that junk food on Instagram. All that junk food on Twitter. All that junk food on the internet. All that junk food on Google. Hey, stop eating all that junk food, though. Yeah, eat more vegetables, too. Okay? You know, eat all the cookies. All the little dairy. And one thing, if you like to eat, you better like to work out. You better learn. Yes, sir. You're going to recover all now. Everything. Jesus specializes in recovery because, well, he is the resurrection. He swallowed death up. So even if you die, guess what? He swallowed death up in victory. He'll resurrect you. Don't play. I speak resurrection, Father, in the name of Jesus, to all your people. All of your people, Father. 1 Samuel chapter 30. verse 20 says, then David took all the flocks and herds they had driven before those other livestock and said, this is David's spoil. Now David came to the 200 men who had been so weary that they could not follow. Uh-oh, let's see how David handled this. They were so weary they could not follow David, whom they also had made to stay at the brook Besor. So they went out to meet David and to meet the people who were with him. And when David came near the people, he greeted them. Then all the wicked and worthless men of those who went with David answered and said, hold on, scratch the record. Hold on. This is why you got to take your time with the Bible. You can't be reading it. I'm going to finish the Bible in an hour. Bro, stop. Wait, go back. It's something we didn't miss it because God got it. So, go back. It says, David came near the people. He greeted them in verse 21, the last sentence. Verse 22 says, then all the wicked and worthless men of those who went with David, the 400 that went with David, the Bible is calling them wicked and worthless. God! So the only reason they won and recovered all because David. Remember, David was the one that inquired of the Lord. They were ready to kill him. All 600 was ready to kill him. But David knows it ain't flesh and blood, ain't my enemy. So he came back. He greeted the other 200. And then verse 22, we picking it back up. First Samuel verse. Chapter 30, verse 22, then all the wicked and worthless men of those who went with David answered and said, because they did not go with us, we will not give them any of the spoil that we have recovered, except for every man's wife and children, that they may lead them away and depart. Seems fair if you operate in your flesh, but we going by the Spirit. And we got to do what the Spirit says, whether we like it or not. And let me tell you something. Let me help you out. I'm talking about give you a clue, give you a light line. Your flesh ain't going to want to do what God tells you to do. Okay, let me scratch the record again. Your flesh is not going to want to do what God tells you to do. You got to tap into the Spirit. Tune into the Spirit, man. 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 23, says, but David said, my brother, you shall not do so with what the Lord has given us. Yeah, my niggas. My brethren, you shall not do so with what the Lord has given us, who has preserved us and delivered into our hand the troop that came against us. In case you thought it was you and your skills and your training, it wasn't us. David, he ain't even taking the credit. He says, you shall not do so with what the Lord has given us. He didn't even take the credit. Wow. You shall not do so with what the Lord has given us, who has preserved us and delivered into our hand the troop that came against us. Verse 24 says, for who will heed you in this matter? But as his part is who goes down to the battle, so shall his part be who stays by the supplies. They shall share alike. We went over here, but they wasn't over here in vain. They couldn't make it. They were tired, right? It ain't like they just were late. They were tired. They couldn't make it, man. They had just came back, remember, from a war. From fighting this stuff, man. So that's why David, King David, you know, he ain't king yet, but he is. You know what I'm saying? He was anointed to be. Right now, he on his warrior stuff. And God chose him. God's leaders lead the right way. Verse 23, David said, my brethren, you shall not do so with what the Lord has given us, who has preserved us and delivered into our hand the troops that came against us. Verse 24, for who will heed you in this matter? But as his part is who goes down to the battle, so shall his part be who stays by the supplies. They shall share alike. So it was from that day forward, he made it a statute and an ordinance for Israel to this day. The ones that stay with the supplies get paid. the same amount as the ones that go out here to the battle. Yeah, God. Well, cause God is the one that's fair. That's why a lot of people be saying it. You might say it yourself sometimes. Man, that ain't fair. You know what I'm saying? I be saying that ain't right. That ain't fair, but God is very fair, and God is always right, though. And he made that an ordinance. David made that an ordinance to this day, is what it says. Yeah, till 2021. Yep, to this day. When they wrote it then and whenever you read it again. Right now we read it or hearing it. So it's talking about this day too. Verse 26, 1 Samuel chapter 30, verse 26. Now when David came to Ziklag, he sent some of the spoil to the elders of Judah, to his friends, saying, here is a present for you. Look at David, he giving. God loves a cheerful giver. Here is a present for you from the spoil of the enemies of the Lord. Verse 27 says, to those who were in Bethel, those who were in Ramoth of the south, those who were in Jeter, those who were in Aroer, those who were in Sesmoth, those who were in Eshtemoa, those who were in Rachel, those who were in the cities of the Jeremelites, those who were in the cities of the Kenites, those who were in Horma, those who were in Charsan, those who were in Atak, those who were in Hebron, and to all the places where David himself and his men were accustomed to rove. David shared, y'all. He spread the wealth real good. See that? Yeah. Do you have wealth? Oh, then maybe that's why you ain't got it then. Because David spread out the wealth real good, made sure everybody was good. You see all these people we just named? I don't even know how many that was. Let me see. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7. It say city, so we don't know how many that is. And other cities too, so 9, 10, that's groups then. 10 groups, 11, 12, 13, 14 different groups. And they don't tell how many cities, because they said a couple of them was in the cities of Jeremelites and in the cities of the Kenites. So they don't tell how many cities. So David spread that wealth around real good. And this is what I heard about money, though. Because money, just because you got a lot of money don't mean you're wealthy. Wealth got to do with your character in the inside. You know what I'm talking about? You won't be a Scrooge. You know what I'm talking about? A lot of folk got riches and they aren't wealthy. You see what I'm saying? But because David, look at what he did. He's fair. He's right. He's following God. He read everybody the same thing to make everything straight. You know what I'm saying? Of course, you know, they ain't agree with David, and that's where, you know, different groups start coming from too. They don't agree, and they defect or drop out and then go start their own thing, and you know what I'm saying? And then they become David enemies and stuff. It's like, have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? You know what I'm saying? So yeah, David shared, spread the wealth out real good. Yeah, just because you got a lot of money don't mean you're wealthy. You know what I'm saying? And like I said, I heard this about money. Somebody said it like this. Money is like manure. If you stack it up, it's going to make things stink. But I said it like this. You know what I'm saying? If you stack it up, money is like manure. If you stack it up, it's going to make you stink. But if you spread it around, it'll make things grow. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. We on this Hip Hop and Jesus Bible study. All right, when we come back, part two, Isaiah 58. We just finished 1 Samuel chapter 30, part two, Isaiah 58. Appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. I'm your homie, Oasis. And like I just said, we on this Hip Hop and Jesus Bible study. Little buddy, still at it.
I have you now.
Yeah, yeah. K-Block.
I think I got it, though.
Bones.
Hey, twin. I think I got it, y'all.
Revolution.
Yeah.
One time.
Yeah.
See, my flow so acidic on the minions of hell. I'm so vicious, who the demons gonna tell? Mission
for the lost and the saved at the same time. I put the fire in the sound waves all mine. You see, I really could care less about the title of the gospel rapper. Hopping out the coffin, starting talking about the hereafter. I blow the smoke in the face of the grim reaper. I trust Jesus, the only Christ, eternal freedom. Never ever holy hip-hop dude with they nose in their air, breaking hip-hop rules. Trying to fight off the world and didn't point the finger at it. My daddy gave me swagger and now I'm really laughing. Blessed from the Christ, ain't no joke. Represent the kingdom if I speak or I spoke. In these last days, watching Satan and I'm headed for his throat. No remorse for my enemy or no, oh, no, no, no.
And yeah, I live my life on fire and I talk about Jesus. And it won't stop, baby. Yeah, I keep on shining in the valley of the shadow of death. I keep on shining in the shadow of death. Yes, yes. Yeah, I live my life on fire and I talk about Jesus. And it won't stop, baby. Yeah, I keep on shining in the valley of the shadow of death. I keep on shining in the shadow of death. Yes,
you see the first round knockout? Rev got the knockout. Tell him be easy, undisputed with the rap now. Sprint fast on the rager's edge. Never blending with them satanic messages or the images. Definitely want to press up on the minds of the people. Still trying, still relying on Christ for the people. The war's never peaceful. The best for the combat. Weak style rappers. Tell me where your flow at. Flow water, let me hit the sink. You ain't had time to blink quicker than the human eye. Glorify holy Christ. This is what he made me, dog. I'm going to do it. And this is untouchable, invincible music. And for the level of rhyme that I was given no time. You hear it on the incline. It will never decline. And all they get is rewind. The definition of fire. They never put me aside. I'm so religious with
my yeah, I live my life on fire. And I talk about Jesus. And it won't stop, baby. Yeah, I keep on shining in the valley of the shadow of death. I keep on shining in the shadow of death. Yes, yes. Yeah, I live my life on fire. And I talk about Jesus. And it won't stop, baby. Yeah, I keep on shining in the valley of the shadow of death. I keep on shining in the shadow of death.
It's the incredible, edible beat. I do it for the Christ so they can't compete. And all I wanna do is blaze tracks for the Lord. And you can ask the hood cause we got it understood. Ride back to the birds, tell them that it's word. Going for the war, I'm immune to the score. Never keep track cause the Lord won one. Press the revolution, let that will be done. And it is no surprise that the enemy runs. When you got something they can handle. Fire burn candles, the wax makes track. For the records never stand still. We imitate us in their garbage to a landfill. Down for the mission, last days like a military complex, but everybody is the cemetery. You see your revelations everywhere you look. I ain't hesitating, waiting to get to the close.
And it's yeah, I live my life on fire. And I talk about Jesus. And it won't stop, baby. Yeah, I keep on shining in the valley of the shadow of death. I keep on shining in the shadow of death. Yes, yes. Yeah, I live my life on fire. And I talk about Jesus. And it won't stop, baby. Yeah, I keep on shining in the valley of the shadow of death. I keep on shining in the shadow of death. Yes, yes.
So when your enemies start to flood you like some pirates, call on the Lord, go and try it.
He looked towards the sky, yeah, yours said it's my said,
a miracle. Ain't now one of us die yet. Hypnotized by the oddness. Got my business sick. Baby, pie, if I die next, I know what the time is. Flawless, timeless. My time ain't long as it has been. So I'm aware of the pearls that I'm casting. Not here for any form of fashion. Knowing Satan is coming up from my back end. Trying to catch me lacking. We all got to take the trip. No bags packing. Times like these, we should be constantly fasting. Trouble will come, but it's been known for not lasting. No, I'm not perfect. Lord, forgive me for my last sin.
Mic check.
Yeah, what he said. We ain't scared of your virus.
That right. That's what I'm talking about. Yeah, we reverence God. We fear God. Too busy reverencing God. Okay? And focused on him to be studying what they talking about and giving it a second thought. You know what I mean? Nah. I'm going to get this good news. Somebody say, I'm going to get this good news. Okay, say it like I said. I'm going to get this good news. I'm going to get this good. I thought you graduated from Harvard. See, you're listening too much. See. Let's go to the next scripture. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. We on this Hip Hop in Jesus Bible Study. Part one, if you missed it, it was 1 Samuel chapter 30. Go back and get it if you need to. Get that anytime. There was some good stuff in there, man. You know what I'm saying? All right, God kept his word, man, and because David obeyed, God's going to keep his word. You know what I'm saying? 1 Samuel chapter 30, that's what that was. So part two, we ready for it now. Isaiah 58, let's get it. Isaiah chapter 58. Again, appreciate you tuning in. Do appreciate you. We do appreciate you tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Yeah, I say we because... Just to put you up on something, we are never alone, man. We're not ever alone. When we're walking with God, he's always with us. I never leave you or forsake us. That's why he forsook Jesus, so he wouldn't forsake us. Jesus is the ultimate sacrifice. My Father, Father, why have you forsaken me? So he would not forsake us. You see what I'm saying? Just for that moment. He didn't even forsake you. He had to look off because Jesus had all your sins on him, all my sins, all your daddy's sins, your mama's sins, your auntie, your cousin, your grandmama, your people you don't even know in there. And I'm talking about, yeah, get it? Don't look like my son. Too much sin on you. Don't look like my people I created. They don't look like my humans. It's too much evil on them. Now we can understand God's wrath. You don't want his love, and I'm talking about, he said, shed his blood, man, come on. For you, and you, man, what it, all right, get his wrath. Isaiah 58. Excuse me. Isaiah 58. Now, this chapter in particular, what is it? See that Harvard, Princeton, and Yale degree is going on out of the oh. Yeah. But yeah, man, this chapter is about fasting, though. It's the kind of fasting that pleases God. If you don't know nothing about this, then you must ain't never fasted right. I know, we just think it's not about eating. It's just about not eating. No. It's something about fasting, and when you're doing it because God told you to, and he's about to show us how to do it his way. Isaiah chapter 58, verse 1 says, cry aloud. Get loud with it. Don't be turning Jesus down. Do you see the evil in this world? And you got the answer, and you're going to be quiet, especially when God's saying, cry aloud and don't spare. Yeah, cry aloud, spare not. You see David and how he handled business earlier? Yeah, King David, warrior David right now. Warrior David. Cry aloud, spare not. Lift up your voice like a trumpet. Yeah, trumpet is not quiet. Why you think they use it? It's the horn, man. The main horn.
I don't never be seeing him talking about the saxophone and all that. I sure hear him talk about the trumpet a lot. All right. Tell my people their transgression. Tell my people what they have done against me. Tell my people what they're doing against me. I don't care. They talking about, don't judge me, Shawty. I ain't judging you. A judge cast a sentence on you and throw you in prison and all that. But if I'm telling you right from wrong, how's that judging? So keep on telling them, because God telling you to. Tell my people their transgression. Transgression is what's done against God. And the house of Jacob, their sins. Verse 2 says, yet they seek me daily. They coming after me daily. So these my people I'm telling you to talk to. This God talk. Tell my people their transgressions. And the house of Jacob, their sins. We know he chose Jacob over Esau. Yet they seek me daily. These my people. They seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness. Number one, they ain't even doing righteousness, but yet still they want to seek me daily. They hearing, but they ain't doing nothing. They seeking me daily. They want to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness. My ways are righteousness, and they won't do it. Yet they seek me daily and delight to know my ways as a nation that did righteousness and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They doing this as a nation that did righteousness, so they're not the nation that did it. They posing as a nation. They're doing stuff. They seeking him daily, delighting to know his ways, as a nation that did the right thing and did not forsake the ordinance of their God. They ask of me the ordinances of justice. They asking God for justice. They take delight in approaching God, right? But they won't hear what God is saying. They won't obey God. That's in the bottom, pretty much what it is. Yeah, you got to hear and do. They hearing them, but they not doing. You see what I'm saying? They take delight in approaching God. Verse 3 says, why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen? We fasting for you to do this. I'm doing this so you can do this, God. I'm doing all this so you can. Who you talking to? Yeah, I know God be like, man, who the feezy you think you talking to? But he just talked to you in his mercy. You know what I'm saying? And let you know. Like, boy, bust your. Why have we fasted, they say? This is verse 3, Isaiah 58. Why have we fasted, they say, and you have not seen? You ain't take no notice. Why have we afflicted our souls and you take no notice? Because you got the wrong intentions, man. You have not because you ask not. And when you ask amiss, or you're asking with the wrong intentions, because you asking so you can, use it all on yourself. God, give me $1 million. Why? You ain't going to give nobody else nothing. You're going to be a Scrooge. God, you'll make me $1 million. Why? Are you going to help somebody else? Mm-hmm. So we did all this. You take no notice. In the day of your fast, you find pleasure. Uh-oh. Because when you're fasting, that's a sacrifice. But you finding pleasure. Whatever pleasure to get through them hours or whatever. If I just make it through, well, let me do this. You find a pleasure. In fact, in the day of your fast, you find pleasure and exploit all your laborers, using all of your laborers. Indeed, you fast for strife and debate. That's why you fasted. Wrong intentions. That's why God ain't noticing. He's saying you fasting for strife and debate. And to strike with the fist of wickedness. You fasting to strike with the fist of wickedness, not with the fist or the rod of righteousness. You will not fast as you do this day. God calling you out, not me. I'm reading the scriptures. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. He called me out too. It's for the messenger first. You will not fast as you do this day to make your voice heard on high. Don't fast like you're doing just to be heard on high, right? Is it a fast that I have chosen? Number one, did I tell you to fast? That's what God talking to you, talking to us. Is it a fast that I have chosen? Now he's about to tell you the right way. A day for a man to afflict his soul. Yeah. Afflict your soul, because your soul be crying out for that food. When you decide to fast, I'm telling you, cuz, and cuz it, when you decide to fast, I'm talking about all kind of food temptations will come your way. Talking about people will offer you food ain't offered you food. I'm talking about for real. People will cook and I made you some breakfast. Like, man, you ain't never. As soon as I fast, that's how it is. As soon as you fast. Now you know you're on the go, I fast. You know what I'm talking about? I knew a dude, he said, we're going to fast on Fridays. So it was his idea. He went to work that Friday, but they had a barbecue. Yes, sir! But he still stayed on the fast, though. I'm talking, they had a good old barbecue. It was sunny and everything. Sunny day. He grilling out on the job. What the heezy? Yes, sir. So, these are the fasts that I have chosen. A day for a man to afflict his soul. Yeah. Is it to bow down his head like a bull rush? Yeah, be humble. Like a bull rush, that little stuff that be in the marshes and in the water. The little stuff on the side, but it be bowing down, though, because it's wet. All right. Is it to bow down his head like a bull rush and to spread out sackcloth and ashes? Be humble is what God is saying. Would you call this a fast and an acceptable day to the Lord? Is this not the fast that I have chosen? This is why you fast. You ready? Verse 6, Isaiah 58. Is this not the fast that I have chosen? This is the one that God has chosen. This is the reason you fast, to loose the bonds of wickedness. Yeah, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they are mighty in God to the pulling down of the strongholds of Satan. Loose the wickedness. Loose the bonds of wickedness. That's why you fast. Yeah, next time you go to fasting, it might be tomorrow. Yeah, it should be to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens. Yeah, it's some heavy burdens, some mindsets that got people's souls lost. Undo the heavy burdens. That's why you fast. Loose the bonds of wickedness, Father. The next time we fast, Father, when you call it, let us fast when you say it, and let us fast for these reasons, the right reasons, in the name of Jesus, to loose the bonds of wickedness, to undo the heavy burdens, to let the oppressed go free. Yeah, we all been oppressed by this system. Even the ones who are oppressing now have been oppressed. To let the oppressed go free, and that you break every yoke. Ask God to break every yoke. That's what the anointing is for, to break every chain, right? Every yoke, every burden. Is it not to share your bread with the hungry? Yeah, share your bread with the hungry. And that you bring to your house the poor who are cast out. Bring to your house the poor who are cast out. When you see the naked, that you cover him. This should be your heart. Your heart should go out to the poor. Your heart should go out to the naked. And if you can cover them, cover them. Don't be having to cover and then talk about gone somewhere. Better go get it like I got it. What, wrong attitude. When you see the naked, that you cover him. This is all why we should fast. In verses 6 and verse 7 of Isaiah 58, when you see the naked, that you cover him and not hide yourself from your own flesh. You know how you be locking the door and pulling up past the people that be asking for money on the side? If I got it, I'd be giving it to them. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, I'd be giving it, but, you know. I don't give every time, but if I do got it, I will. If I can, I give, man. You know what I'm talking about? You never know if it's an angel or if it's just a sorry person or if it's just a person that might need help. You never know. That's why Jesus said, give to them who ask. You know what I'm talking about? So cover them. Cover the naked. Don't hide yourself from your own flesh. We all came from one God. Now look at verse 8. If you do things God's way in verse 6 and verse 7, then he'll go to benefit in verse 8, Isaiah 58. Verse 8, most people want the benefits, but they don't want to do what it takes to get the benefits of God. You got to hear what he's saying. You got to do what he's saying. You got a purpose that God created you for. All right, if I was you, I would seek it. Seek him and get into, you know, that purpose. All right, verse 8 says, then your light shall break forth. What you looking for going to break forth, you holding yourself back. If you do things God's way, then your light shall break forth like the morning, shout it. And tally, your light shall break forth like the morning. Yeah, your light, your direction. That's what the light do is show you where you're going, ain't it? Walk around in the dark, I don't care how good you know your house. Mess around and kick your toe. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. Like, don't. Oh,
don't like Homer.
All right, Isaiah 50. Then your light shall break forth like the morning. Your healing shall spring forth. What? Wait a minute. What? Your light going to break forth like the morning, and your healing shall spring forth speedily. Told you. Health. I thank God for health. Because it's expensive to be sick, cuz. And cuz it. For real, man. Your healing going to spring forth speedily. You do things God's way, he'll heal you. He ain't going to doctor you. He ain't going to medicate you. He going to heal you. Your healing shall spring forth speedily. He ain't going to vaccinate you and still have the chance of you getting the corona and got the chance of death in you at the same time. He going to heal you, but y'all don't want to heal him these days, do you? He's still here, though, for whosoever will. Your healing shall spring forth when you do things his way. And your righteousness shall go before you. The glory of the Lord shall be your real God. God going to have your back. He going to be your real God. Your righteousness going to go before you. The breastplate of righteousness, that's going before you. Cover your chest, cover the front part, and then the glory of the Lord shall be your real God. God got your back, cuz. Then you shall call, and the Lord will answer. You shall cry, and he will say, here I am. You'll be able to hear him just like that. But what you got to do first? Obey him. You got to do things his way. Not the way you thought, not the way you was taught by them, but you got to do it by him. If he's your God, you better get over here on his side now. Don't hold yourself back because of what you know. Faith is what you believe. Oh, my goodness. Hallelujah. Don't hold yourself back because of what you know. Faith is what you believe. Show God you believe him then. Give him something to work with, man. You know he created this world out of words. You forgot? Created the whole world out of words. How long you been living in this world that he created out of words? Huh? All right. Then you shall call and the Lord will answer. You shall cry and he will say, here I am. Verse number, we are still in the verse 9. It says, if you take away the yoke in your midst, take away the burden, take away the thing, you know what it is. He done told you. Whatever it is that's holding you back, if you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger at everybody else. Uh-oh. And speaking wickedness, too. I'm reading the Bible. I can't get mad at me. I'm just reading the word. You should be reading it, too. I read this. You got to spend time with God every day, man. Yeah, the word is supposed to convict you. Not condemn you. Convict you. That means it's going to grow you if you listen to it. Be wise. Take heed to the rebuke and get the growing. All right? So take away the yoke from your midst, with the sin and the weight that easily besets you, easily gets you off track. Get that yoke, get that heavy burden, whatever that burden is. Why are you carrying around that burden when Jesus made you free? Yeah, take away that yoke from your midst. You the one got it done. He said, he's telling you to take it away. And he said, you still praying, talking about God, move it. He telling you to do it. If you take away the yoke from your midst, the pointing of the finger and speaking wickedness, if you extend your soul to the hungry, feel what the hungry feels. Stop being full all the time, man. Feel what the hungry feels sometimes, man. Have a heart. Be humble. We doing things in the spiritual way. We living life God's way. Jesus is the way. And it says, if you extend your soul to the hungry and satisfy the afflicted soul, start helping the afflicted ones, the ones who really need your help, the afflicted ones, not the dependent ones, the afflicted ones need your help. We be so used to helping the dependent ones. And the reason they dependent, because you enable them to make them dependent on you. Oh, my goodness, who I'm talking to? Satisfy the afflicted soul, man. It's some afflicted souls. It's some souls that really need your help. Sitting up and helping the same old circle, the same old triangle, rectangle, whatever it is. You know, some of y'all some squares. Then your light shall dawn in the darkness. If you do things this way, your light is going to dawn. It's going to shine Then your light shall dawn in the darkness. It's going to shine in the darkness, and your darkness shall be as the noonday. You're going to know what to do every day. Living by faith, that's the right way to live. Living by faith in God, that is the right way to live. Living by faith in God, that's the correct way to live. Your darkness shall be as the noonday. Take away all the darkness. That's why you're going to get healed in your body and everything. Yeah, healed in whatever you need healing in. Yeah, some people need healing in their mind. Mm-hmm. Healing in their heart. Verse 11 says, the Lord will guide you continually. Oh, we. Do you see this? The Lord going to guide you continually. You ain't going to have to guess or say, is that you, God? Or none of that. Mm-hmm. You're going to be like, that is you, God. Yes, sir. The Lord will guide you continually. You got to wait till Sunday. Now, I don't know what day you're waiting till now because church is closed. So the Lord will guide you continually, though. That's what we on. We on letting the Lord guide us continually. How I do that? Better read Isaiah 58 again if you missed it. So the Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought. He's going to satisfy your soul in drought. They talking about running out of gas. But guess what? God going to take care of you. You don't run to no gas station, man, just because everybody, I'm talking about, bruh, we don't live like the world. We take the L out of it. W-O-R-L-D, we take the L out, and we get into the W-O-R-D. They got a word right here letting you know. Still relevant in 2021, bruh. We just in Isaiah 58, let God talk to you. The Lord will guide you continually from 2020, 2021. 2022, if we let us be here, 2023, and on and on, and on and on and on and on, however long you want to do it. The Lord will guide you continually and satisfy your soul in drought. When they running out of food, when they making you get a vaccine to get food, guess who going to satisfy you, shouty? You don't depend on no government, because I ain't falling for it. You know what I'm talking about? I don't want no present from the devil. I don't care how pretty the package is. I don't want a present from the devil. I don't want any present from Satan, which is my enemy. I don't care how pretty the package is. You open that thing just like Looney Tunes and blah, blah, yeah, blow up. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Sometimes you got to moan. It be good. Yes, sir. Yeah, Satan can't stand when you moan, right? Because God feel you. That's that sound of God. Somebody moan. Yes, sir. God is good, bro. The Lord will guide you continually. And the Lord will satisfy your soul in drought. And the Lord will strengthen your bones. And you shall be like a watered garden. Guess what? You're going to be just like Oasis. Look, I didn't make myself, cuz or cuz it. I didn't make myself. I didn't make Oasis. God made Oasis. Yeah. Yeah. You shall be like a watered garden. Oasis is made out of the living water. The living water made Oasis. Out of your belly shall flow rivers of living water when you come to Jesus. Mm-hmm. And like a spring of water whose waters do not fail. Oasis. Water never run out. What make the oasis so special? You probably go there. You might ain't been in a long time. And you're like me. I ain't been to the beach. That's an oasis. It's a place that you can rest. It's a place that you can replenish at. And what makes it oasis is the presence of water. And then it says, by definition, that an oasis is a fertile or green spot in a wasteland. So in drought, that's what God talking about too. I'm going to make you straight. I'm going to read verse 11 again. Here we go. The Lord will guide you continually, number one, and satisfy your soul in drought, and strengthen your bones, because y'all think he can't do nothing physical. I forgot Jesus was healing physical too. And strengthen your bones. You shall be like a water garden. I'm speaking healing to my boy Carlos. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, I speak strength to his bones, his spine, his brain, Father. I speak strength to wherever he needs it at. in the name of Jesus right now. Amen. Verse 12, those from among you shall build the old waste places. That's why God blessing you. Build the old waste places. Keep that faith in God, because the old folk done forgot. They put the faith in us, and they done forgot how to keep faith in God right now. So we going to do it. We going to keep the faith for them. Those from among you shall build the old waste places. Got to build it up. You shall raise up the foundations of many generations. We're going to break the curses, and we're raising up the foundations of the Lord Jesus Christ right now for the generations that's here now and coming after us. You shall be called the repairer of the breach, the restorer of streets to dwell in. Jesus is coming. Yeah, Jesus is the restorer. Jesus is the repairer. Jesus, yeah, the repairer of the breach, the restorer of the streets to dwell in. Jesus lives inside you. You decided to follow Jesus, right? Mm-hmm. Verse 13 says, if you turn away your foot from the Sabbath, turn away your foot from the Sabbath, treat it like I created it for. I created it for you, all right? From doing your pleasure on my holy day. Don't do your pleasure on my holy day when you set this time apart from me. Don't do your pleasure and call the Sabbath a delight. So delight in the Sabbath. The Sabbath day is Saturday, in case you didn't know. Saturday is the last day of the week. Sunday is the first day of the week. Right? So, and you call the Sabbath a delight, the holy day of the Lord honorable. So call the Sabbath, treat the Sabbath day differently. Call it a delight. It's the holy day of the Lord. So make it honorable, right? And shall honor him, right? Not doing your own ways, nor finding your own pleasure, nor speaking your own words. Then you shall delight yourself in the Lord. Then you shall delight yourself in the Lord, and I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth. I'm going to put you on high. I'm going to exalt you, right? I'm going to promote you. I don't care what they say. Do you do things my way? I got you. But when I put you up, ain't nobody can take you down. I'll make a way out of no way. I'll make somebody move. I'll make them move out the way. I will cause you to ride on the high hills of the earth and feed you with the heritage of Jacob your father. Yeah, the promised land, the land of milk and honey. The mouth of the Lord has spoken. That's Isaiah 58. You didn't know all that stuff was going to be in that fasting thing, did you? No, no, no. Real good. Hip-hop Bible study, man. Hip-hop and Jesus Bible study. We'll be right back, man. When hip-hop meets the Christ, appreciate you listening. We'll be right back. James chapter 3, when we come back. Yeah. Therefore, submit to God. Resist the devil, and he will flee.
Only me and white in it, satisfying me plenty. Man of God, so I stop the pimping. I'm gon' do what I gotta preach while they drinking Henny. Yeah, I know I got followers, that's why my tweet is winning. Ain't no sense of me singing, lusting and busting for women. Christ made me new, when I see the devil, I'm grinning. He can't stop me, although he try camouflage and be blending. In with my surrounding atmosphere like I don't be singing. Holy Ghost reminding me on every time he be scheming. Reppin' Jesus loud and proud, you see the light on me beaming. We reppin' Jesus here, we reppin' Jesus here. Don't care what you got over there, but it's Jesus here. We rep him loud and proud, we rep him loud and proud. We rep him loud and proud, we rep him loud and proud. We rep him Jesus here, we rep him Jesus here. Don't care what you got over there, but it's Jesus here. We rep him loud and proud, we rep him loud and proud. We rep him loud and proud, we rep him loud and proud.
dwell in secret place, I'm gonna be under his shadow. Like a turtle shell, he protecting me from arrows in battle. If I say his name loud like look he's doing they tattle, he gon' draw to me and to him like waves come from a paddle. I'm gon' stay on the saddle, fight like I am a matador. No longer Satan's whore, when he knock I lock the door. I'm mounting up with wings like an eagle, time to soar. Ain't no sense in thinking I will serve you anymore. Jesus is my king and forever I'll adore. Everything about him, he's the best thing in the store. Gotta get hit by Dre, got nothing on him, said it once before. I say hit by Dre, got nothing on him, say it once more. We reppin' Jesus here, we reppin' Jesus here. Don't care what you got over there, but it's Jesus here. We reppin' loud and proud, we reppin' loud and proud. We reppin' loud and proud, we reppin' loud and proud. We reppin' Jesus here, we reppin' Jesus here. Don't care what you got over there, but it's Jesus here. We rep him loud and proud. We rep him loud and proud. We rep him loud and proud. We rep him loud and proud.
See, my life was such a joke and I was hopeless till I saw his light. His light just knocked and then I opened, hoping he could make me right. Me fighting him, he proved me right. I was black, he made me white, but not that Michael Jackson type. I won and did not have to fight. Jesus fights my battles, yes, I call him my security. All I have to do is pray, seek, and maintain my purity. I love him like no other, and he loves me back, it's sure indeed. I love we reppin' Jesus, so we walkin' in authority.
We reppin' Jesus here, we reppin' Jesus here. Don't care what you got over there, but it's Jesus here. We rep him loud and proud, we rep him loud and proud. We rep him loud and proud, we rep him loud and proud. We reppin' Jesus here, we reppin' Jesus here. Don't care what you got over there, but it's Jesus here. We rep him loud and proud, we rep him loud and proud. We rep him loud and proud, we rep him loud and proud. We reppin' Jesus here, we reppin' Jesus here. Don't care what you got over there, but it's Jesus here. We rep him loud and proud, we rep him loud and proud. We rep him loud and proud, we rep him loud and proud. We reppin' Jesus here, we reppin' Jesus here. Don't care what you got over there, but it's Jesus here. We rep him loud and proud, we rep him loud and proud. We rep him loud and proud, we rep him loud and proud.
I know they see you and they want you. I know they see you and they want to make you who they want you to be. I know that life is trying to get you. I know that life is calling out to you by your name. But don't listen, resist it, keep running. Don't you stop for nothing, just keep kicking. Remember where you came from, don't forget what you already know. What you got is amazing, hold that, don't you let it go. You hold the light, you hold the light. You hold the light and it's shining and making darker places brighter, you lighter. You hold the light, you got a lot. You bring a lot and it's evident they can see it, they won't end it. But it's not for the taking, it's not for the changing. No, it's not for remixing, it's not for remaking, alright. So they lining up to take it, alright. I can't let them take my you, you know I ride for you, yeah. I won't let them take you. Your direction, yeah, I'll be your protector. You know I ride, I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. You know I'm fighting cause I refuse to lose ya. Fighting cause I refuse to lose ya. I'll fight, you know I'm ready. Situations will approach you and opportunities to fade, shade and downgrade will provoke you. And those you trust will start to turn to. So never pay too much attention to the things they say they won't do. And you gotta be persistent, and believe me, you ain't seen much. It's just the beginning. More walking, slow to speaking, but be quick to listen. Be mindful, you be vigilant and pay attention.
attention. Because you hold the light, you hold the light. You hold the light and it's shining and making darker places brighter, you lighter. You hold the light, you got a light. You bring a light and it's evident they can see it, they won't end it. But it's not for the taking, it's not for the changing. No, it's not for remixing, it's not for remaking, alright. So they lining up to take it, alright. I can't let them take my you, you know I ride for you, huh? I won't let them take you. I'll be your direction, yeah, I'll be your protector. You know I ride, I fight for you. I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. You know I'm fighting cause I refuse to lose you. Fighting cause I refuse to lose you. I'll fight, you know I'm ready. There's no need to worry about them let me downs. You can count them instinct the moment you let me round. I torched it. Dream shouted and forced it to move off that groove it made on the porch of your heart. I knew from the start it was gonna be war. The grounds we fighting for, the thought of you free from danger. Hurt, fear, depression, and anger, confusion, rage, and pain galore. Got me out here with my tools up, fighting with what I could use up. Lyrics on tracks with music, yeah the pain came and the rain fell down. But I maintained through the skirmish, cause I love you, and you're worth it. Yeah, you could be anything to them, but to me you're perfect. I fight for you, I'm right for you, I'm here on purpose.
And you know I fight for you, I'll fight for you, I'll fight for you. You know I'm fighting cause I refuse to lose you.
Fight for you,
fighting cause I refuse to lose you.
Fight for you,
I'll fight, you know I'm ready, but I'll fight for you.
Your direction, yeah, I'll be your protector. You know I ride, I fight for you.
Yep. You better know that. Know what? That God will fight for you. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You better know that God is the one fighting for you. All right? You gonna fight for him? He fighting for you? Yeah, that was this about. Yeah, well, you want Jesus to represent you before the Father. You represent Jesus before the men? Huh? You represent Jesus before these humans? Are you representing Jesus before man? Why are you sitting up here wanting Jesus to represent you before his Father? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We on this Hip Hop and Jesus Bible study. I'm your homie Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. All right, just somebody who following Christ, man. Christ Jesus, the Christ Jesus. The first part was 1 Samuel chapter 30. In case you missed it, in case you need a reminder. The second part was Isaiah 58. In case you missed it, in case you need a reminder. Right now we're going to part 3, which is James chapter 3. All right, then you can dip. Don't harm it, don't trip. You can dip. You can feed your spirit, huh? Yeah, God sees you. You see how much time you're putting in. You know what I'm talking about? Put your time in. Payday is coming after a while. Yes, sir. Y'all don't know nothing about that. Put your time in. Payday is coming after a while. After a while. Boy, I'm talking about we used to have some shadow. I'm sorry. I got the church clothes. I got the church clothes on. Payday, payday, yeah. James chapter 3. And take it back for some people, you know what I'm saying? Some people know. But you gotta know, serving God does pay off. Yeah, obeying God, it's some benefits to following Jesus Christ. Matter of fact, it's the whole benefit package. This is what you really need. So James chapter 3, let's get it. Verse 1. Give you a few more seconds. James chapter 3. James chapter 3. Alright. I won't let you. Hold on, James chapter 3.
be your direction, yeah, I'll be your protector. You know I ride, I fight for you. I'll fight for you. I'll fight for you. You know I'm fighting cause I refuse to lose ya. Fighting cause I refuse to lose ya. I fight, you know I'm ready.
Yeah, you know God fighting for you because he refused to lose you. So fight for him. Mm-hmm. Refuse to lose him. Do whatever you got to do to obey him. Do whatever you got to do to keep your faith in him. James chapter 3, one good way, keep stay in his word. Yeah. Yeah, stay in his word. Faith comes by hearing, hearing comes by the word. James chapter 3, verse 1 says, my brethren, let not many of you become teachers. Everybody can't become a teacher. I know you got some stuff you can teach. Don't be the, you know, try and do blog talk and stuff like God using Oasis to do. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, you can preach and talk and teach to the ones who listen to you. You know what I'm saying? But everybody don't supposed to do this. I know what I'm supposed to do. I'm doing it. My brethren, let not many of you become teachers, knowing that we shall receive a stricter judgment. I already know. I already deal with the stricter judgment. I was made by fire. I told you God made Oasis. He made me by fire. I know I went through so much stuff. Oh, man. We shall receive a stricter judgment. So better watch it. You're trying to be a teacher. Verse 2 says, for we all stumble in many things. We all, listen, we all stumble in many things. Now, how you perfect? And the Bible says we all stumble in many things. How are you perfect? And the Bible says we all have sinned and fall or come short. Both of those are present tense words. Come, fall, come. Okay. Not fail, not came, but fall and come. All right. For we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. If he don't stumble in word, he don't never break a word. Ever, ever. Nothing ain't never came up. Okay. So we all stumble in many things. If anyone does not stumble in word, he is a perfect man, able also to bridle the whole body. Verse 3 says, indeed, we put bits in horses' mouths that they may obey us, and we turn their whole body, right? You know how they control a horse? Mm-hmm. Look also at ships. Because you might not know about the horse, you might do, but look at the ships then. Although they are so large, big old, I'm talking about man, big old ships, although they are so large, and are driven by fierce winds, they are turned by a very small rudder, wherever the pilot desires. Moving that big old ship by the little small rudder at the bottom of the ship, but, you know, that's the steering wheel or whatever. He is connected to that rudder, though. You see what I'm saying? All right, verse 5. I said all that to say this. Verse 5 says, even so, the tongue is a little member. And boasts great things, though. It say a whole bunch of stuff. See how great a forest a little fire kindles. Yeah, the tongue sets something on fire like a big forest burned up by a little fire. That's what the tongue be representing. It'll do that. Got to watch what you're saying. Can't say everything. Can't say things. You know what I'm talking about? Verse 6 says, and the tongue is a fire, see? A world of iniquity. It's a world of iniquity. Now you can understand verse 1. Let not many of you become teachers. So verse 6, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body. Your tongue will defile your whole body. Because you could eat something and be sick, your whole body in the bed. Oh, okay. You could say something and get your whole body messed up. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah, like Donald Trump. I bet I don't hear him saying nothing now. You could say something now. Somebody say something now. I'll mess your whole body up because of what you said, cuz. All kind of lumps on your head. Hey, I thought you said we all right. We don't fight flesh and blood. I ain't fighting that man. I'm just saying. You know what I'm talking about? James chapter 3, verse 6. Again, and the tongue is a fire, a world of iniquity, not a world of blessing.
a world of iniquity. The tongue is so set among our members that it defiles the whole body and sets on fire the course of nature. And it is set on fire by hell, the tongue. Everybody on Facebook popping off, running their lip. Everybody on Instagram popping off, running their lip. YouTube popping off, running their lip. See what I'm saying? It's a look at what the tongue do. Tell me that internet ain't no trap. If you let it trap you. They the ones lie to you and make it sound fly to you. Don't let me become the enemy because I'm telling you the truth. You shall know the truth, and the truth shall set you free. Free from fear, free from worry. That's just two major things. Free from Satan, free from sin. Okay. Free to worship God, free to praise God in his presence. Free to live your life on this earth before him, knowing that he always watching and he always with you and involved in everything that you do. James chapter 3, verse 7, for every kind of beast and bird, of reptile and creature of the sea is tamed and has been tamed by mankind. Think about it. They got all kind of zoos and all kind of pets and stuff. All animals have been tamed by man. They got bears, lions, tigers, everything, right? Elephant, ostriches, flamingos. I'm talking about, bruh, you name it. Snakes. For every kind of beast has been tamed by mankind. Verse 8 says, but no man can tame the tongue. Wait, scratch the record. What you say? What you say, word? What you say, Jesus? What the word just say? What God word say? Man, for every kind of beast has been tamed by mankind. But verse 8 says, but no man, no human can tame the tongue. You can't even tame your own tongue. You can't even control your own self, because self-control comes from God. That's the fruit of the Spirit. Temperance and balance and long-suffering. You know what I'm talking about? But no man can tame the tongue, though. It is an unruly evil. It's rude, and it's evil, full of deadly poison. You could say something out your mouth and hurt somebody's feelings for life, cuz. I'm talking about mess, not even hurt their feelings. I'm talking about just mess them up for life. Because guess what? Life and death is in the power of the tongue. Speak life. No man can tame the tongue. It's an unruly evil. The tongue is unruly and evil, full of deadly poison. Verse 9 says, with it we bless our God and Father, and with it we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God, similar to the image. Yeah, similitude. You ever been cussed out before? How about this one? You ever been cussed out by a Christian before? Uh-oh. But yes, sir! For real. You one of them cursing Christians. Ooh. I'm telling you, cuss. Wow. We bless God. I'm talking just prayed. We bless our God and Father with it, and then cuss the messenger he sent out. God, we curse men who have been made in the similitude of God. Verse 10, out of the same mouth proceed blessings and cursings. My brethren, these things ought not to be so. It ain't right. It's not right for blessings and cursings to come out of the same mouth. My brethren, this is to the believers. My brethren, you don't say my Christians, my brethren, my believers, these things ought not to be so. Verse 11 says, does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter water? Does a spring send forth fresh water and bitter from the same opening? Verse 12, can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus no spring yields both salt water and fresh. You know what I'm talking about? You got to get out the salt water to go to the pool, which is supposed to be the fresh water. It got the chlorine in it, so you got to get out the chlorine and then you go get in the salt water. Okay. See, you getting it? Can't do both. Can't be in the pool and the beach at the same time. Boy, I tell you. Can't be in the hot tub and in the swimming pool at the same time. All right. Can a fig tree, my brethren, bear olives, or a grapevine bear figs? Thus, no spring yields both salt water and fresh. You got to get out of the, I'm telling you, out of the pool and go to the beach. Or vice versa, get out the beach and go get in the pool. Verse 13, who is wise and understanding among you? Let him show by good conduct. If you're wise and understanding, people will know by the things you do. You ain't going to just be saying it. This ain't no bragging thing. Who is wise and understanding among you? This ain't bragging out your mouth. You can say whatever. Who is wise and understanding, though, among you? Let him show by good conduct. Not by what he's saying, but by what he's doing. Let him show by good conduct that his works are done in the meekness of wisdom. Not boastfulness, but in the meekness of wisdom. But if you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. Yeah, this is what the Bible do. The Word of God does heart surgery. And it'll get your mind right, too. But if you have bitter envy, now that's past jealousy. Envy, you somebody got something that you want and you don't even want them to have it. Bitter envy and self-seeking, you're always about yourself, what you want. You ain't sacrificing for nobody, for nothing. Self-seeking in your hearts. If you have bitter envy and self-seeking in your hearts, do not boast and lie against the truth. Verse 15, this wisdom does not descend from above, but it is earthly, sensual, demonic. If you're selfish, self-seeking, always got to do something to benefit you. You got bitter envy, the wisdom that is not from above. It does not descend from above, but that comes from the earth, and it's sensual and demonic. So all that selfish stuff, all right, Jesus is selfless. Verse 16 says, for where envy and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. Where is envy? E-N-V-Y. Look at some synonyms. Yeah. For where envy is and self-seeking exist, confusion and every evil thing are there. Look at the internet. Envy and self-seeking on there. Confusion and every evil thing is there too. Verse 17, James chapter 3 says, but the wisdom that is from above, the wisdom that is from above is first pure. Gonna be pure, then peaceable. Yeah, that vaccine ain't pure. They ain't even. It ain't 90. What is it? It ain't even 100% accurate or working, right? Like 90-some percent, right? Then the Johnson & Johnson was 60-some percent, and folks still putting both of them in. All three of them in. I'm like, bro, y'all go ahead, big forehead. I'm gonna put this Jesus in me, and we gonna see who gonna win. All right, I'm letting you know. This is Oasis speaking. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. I'm going to put this Jesus in me, and then we'll see who's going to be standing. Because I'm going to tell you, like Job said, I know that my Redeemer lives, and he's going to stand in the end. Hallelujah. Trouble don't last always when you're with Jesus. Verse 17, James chapter 3. But the wisdom that is from above is first pure. It's pure first. Then peaceable. Going to give you some peace with it. Not no confusion. Some people feel bad that he took it now. But this wisdom here is first pure, then peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality. Yeah, this one is fair. Without partiality and without hypocrisy. Saying one thing and displaying something else. Yeah, hypocrisy. Now, the fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. The fruit of righteousness is sown in peace by those who make peace. Blessed are the peacemakers. Yeah, you at peace. We done got through the whole broadcast. And at the end of it, guess what you got? Some peace? When hip-hop meets the Christ. Don't go turn that news on and get stressed now. Better turn this good news on. You know what I'm saying? Even if you do turn that news on, you better come back to this word. Because that's the thing. You got access to the TV, you got access to the internet, you got access to the Bible. Okay, let me say it right. You got access to the TV, you got access to the internet, you got access to the Word of God. Well, Hip Hop Meets the Christ, I'm your homie Oasis, man. Appreciate y'all tuning in. Hip Hop and Jesus, man. Done, son. Y'all come back now, you hear?
Or DJs.
Okay, I've always
heard
the same, y'all. The old folks tried to warn me. I thought I knew what they were talking about, because I've always heard the story, but never felt it for myself, y'all. Well, until just the other day, when something happens in my spirit, every time I say that name, that name is
Jesus.
Yeah,
Jesus.
Jesus. Say the name Jesus.
Oh, you are now listening to the Sold Out Mixtape Series. You know
Jesus.
Jesus.
Oh, call him by
name. Jesus.
What's the name?
Jesus.
Yes, it is. Churches sing the blood songs like it'll never lose its power.
I know you're gonna dig this.
Every minute, every hour. But I never felt it for myself, y'all. Well, until just the other night, I called the name of Jesus, and afterwards I felt alright. Yeah, it was like a cool breeze blowing on the inside of water, rushing in my body, a fire burning away everything that I don't need and making me right. It was too real to act like it wasn't happening. Happened too fast for me to suppress it. And after that I tried my eyes and I couldn't stop smiling, cause the whole time mother was right. When I called him,
Jesus,
what's the name?
Jesus,
say the name.
Jesus,
the Holy Lamb.
Jesus,
that was named
Jesus.
Jesus, oh, 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 oh.
Jesus.
And I might fall down, he'll be your friend, he'll be around. Whoa, he's something like a strong tower. Yeah, he could take away the pain. And if you want his power, you gotta call his name. And his name is Jesus,
oh, Jesus.
That name is
Romans, the 8th chapter, in the 35th verse, he said, who can separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? I'm here to tell you today that nothing can separate me from the love of Christ.
Garvey, get him.
Here we go again in circles. Think I heard it out. We've been here before, but we need something more. Something more, what you said, I can't hear, cause you
ain't talking about nothing, ain't talking about nothing.
Like at least a couple
it 30 times on the radio. Louboutin ain't gon' pay you for that bragging. And Donatella probably never heard your ever. Yeah, they probably about to label me a hater, but I know these people greater than the songs they created. It's little homies in the hood regurgitating, and everybody watching thinking that you made it. The truth is, for a few designer labels and a little bit of paper, now you 12 years slated. Hey, but you ain't a Peter, so why you beat up and pushing people to lean on a devil cup in a seizure? It sound like you put your feet up. Still a slave and money came by your freedom, partner.
Here we go again in circles. Think I heard it all. We've been here before. We need something more. Something more. Something more. What you said, I can't hear, cause you
ain't talking about nothing. Ain't talking about nothing.
We here now.
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his, it's his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus.
Yeah, it's been a long time coming. We here now. We here now. We here now. We here now. You hear that?
They wanted me to fail, get a living in a cell. But the minister, the only way to get me in the jail. Made it past 25 and I'm doing pretty well. On my way to heaven while I'm here, I'm finna give them hell. I ain't never bowed down to these devils in the game. Probably never see the most high levels in the game. But I'm for the most high, homie, never will I change. I don't play by the rules, I'm a menace to the game. If I got a problem with it, I'ma say something. Staying bold on my faith and I ain't budging. And I'm all for respect, but I walk on the set with a cross on my neck and I ain't changed. Yeah. Praise God, only way to go is Yahweh. It ain't no other way to heaven, ain't no other gate. I know they wanna hate, they praying I'ma go away. But not until he return and none of us know the day. And I got more to say.
I see the media playing us. They picking the most ignorant, we're never betraying us.
Uh-huh.
You grew up black, you knew what it's like. They do it to Christ, they muzzle the wives and get somebody foolish a mic.
To make us all look crazy, they come up with topics. Ask the craziest pastor that none of us rock with. You thinking he a fool, we think he a fool too. But they telling you we all agree with the fools do. But get ready for the true church. Where we are church, we don't just do church. Pray for the feeble and sore clothing and feeding the poor, loving the people and showing them they true worth. We ready to do work. But they saying it's a white man religion, forced on us by the master that white men invented. Tell it to the Christians in Ethiopia that never had to be enslaved by the white man to get it. Careful what you putting in your ears now. Hard to hear the truth cause the lies talk real loud. We yelling Jesus, they yelling chill out. Nah, but you can tell them that we here now.
We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. Tell them that we here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now.